Blog Talk Radio.
Little Alice, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little Alice, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We are here, anywhere from 5 to 7 days a week, depending on what our schedule is like. So please follow us on Blog Talk, Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk. There's also our website, psychicsgonewild.com. It gives you all the information on all the hosts. That song was Mystic Kiss by Diane Garris. You can find her at either Voice of the Angels or on her website, Diane Garris. And her name, Diane, is spelled a little different. It's D-Y-A-N and then Garris, G-A-R-R-I-S.com. I also have her music because I have her on my own radio show, The Love Channel Show. She is on my website, Pamela Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S.com. I have a link for all the musicians that are on the music on my show. So check it out. She's wonderful. And I had to giggle with the song Here Comes the Sun because in North Carolina, probably in the last 8 to 9 days, the sun maybe has peaked out one day. It is another gray day here, and it is really starting to wear thin on me. You know, we don't really realize how much the sun and not having the sun really affect us, and I really feel bad for the people in Norway and all those countries where it can be black for all those months. You know, let's be grateful for the sun. I mean, at least I know that we have daylight. It's not daytime. Anyhow, this is going to be my last show as host. I'm sure I will be here in the future as a guest, and I'm sure that I will have guests on my show, The Love Channel Show, which is on Tuesday evenings. I want to say hello to everybody in the queue. Hello to everybody, in the chat room. I see a lot of people. I want to thank Jan I want to thank Jan for taking care of the chat because there's no way that I can do it. And I just want to say hello to anybody who's listening in the archives too, because that is important. Today I am going to be taking one question. So please have a question for the reading. It is jammed. I'm going to do my best to get to, you know, everyone. And, you know, sometimes I say one question and people keep asking and asking. And honestly, today I will not be able to, because I do want to talk a little bit about archangels, because I think that's important. And in the future, I will be doing more teaching. And one of the things I want to teach upon is archangels. So think of this kind of as a free class. So I just want to tell you that. And all this information I'm getting you, by the way, I got from a bunch of different sources, Doreen Virtue, many websites on the internet. I did a lot of research on this, comparing it to, you know, one another, so I could get the purest forms of the facts. I think that's really important. So the first part of the archangel's name tells what they special in. The second one part, which is E-L-L, means in God. And so basically that means, you know, let's say it's healing in God. There's only two archangel names that do not end in E-L because they were twin brothers who were so special in their earth lives that they became archangels. Each archangel has a color and crystal gems stone associated with him or her. The first one, okay, I like to call him the big dude, the big cheese, is Archangel Michael. His name means he who is and looks like God. Michael is the leader of the archangels and is in charge of protection. After eliminating fear, he restores us with love, strength, courage, and hope. Michael is best known for his sword, which he uses to cut away discord. He prefers to work when we are sleeping because our egos are out of the way. His color is royal blue mixed with royal purple, and his gemstone is sugar light, which is kind of like a almost dark purple with little specks of black in it. It's a really cool gemstone. It's like a gemstone crystal. You can call upon Archangel Michael when you're driving. If you feel that somebody is going to injure you, that is a good time to call upon him. By the way, archangels are not like like our personal guardian angels, where, you know, they just work for us. Archangels are huge. I don't know if you've ever felt the energy of an archangel. It is, like, awesome. And Archangel Michael can help millions of people at one time. I know it's baffling to us, but if you think that we are all one, it kind of makes sense, okay? So I'm going to take a couple calls, and I am going to take them in the order that I receive them. And please, you know, one question each, I would appreciate that. So the first person I'm going to take is 843. Hello, 843. Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And who am I speaking to?
This is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. And what is your question?
I was wondering if you saw anything happening with my finances or with my career.
I heard it's taking off, okay, and it feels like slowly but surely, okay, and you might not like that, but when it feels like it's really going to take off is in March, and I heard solid, solid as a rock, okay, and it's funny because my guides are saying you're not going to starve in the meantime, okay, it just feels like that's when it's going to be at his at its peak, at its explosion, and I'm seeing fireworks, okay. So that feels like when it's really going to take off. I'm also hearing the song, two songs. First of all, I heard Stevie Nicks sing Nothing Ever Changes, and that's kind of what you feel like right now. But then I heard Dave, I think it's David Bowie, Changes. So I do feel changes. They are reminding you, and I think this goes for everyone, okay? We all want it now and at once, but it is a process. So enjoy the process. Things are going to look better. And with that, they're ending with, it's going to be a bright, bright, sunny, sunshiny day. Okay, Crystal?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. I'll put you back in the queue. All righty, take another one before I go on to another archangel. 407, hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, and who am I speaking to, please?
Well, my name is Nene. That's my nickname, Nene.
That's fine.
Yeah. It's just one question. I've been praying and doing job applications and going to interviews. And like, one of the interviews I went to, I think it was 2 weeks ago or last week, I made it up to the third interview, which is the final interview for the company. But since I don't know how to drive, that's why I turned it down, the third interview down for that company.
Right.
Because they want their employees to know to be reliable transportation. And
right.
So I had to turn it down.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
That's what I want to know. I've been praying and for a job and doing and sending my resume, doing applications. And I want
okay. And I'm getting that you will get some work, okay? I feel like you need a little bit more schooling, okay? The other thing that keeps coming out is online. Do you have access to the internet, okay?
Yes.
Okay, because that's, I just feel like, quite honestly, I feel like that is the way for you to go right now is online, and I feel like that's not only work, but it's also education. Okay, it feels like I don't know how to say business, okay? Cause, and right now I feel like the only jobs that you can get around you are locally, and it feels like I'm going to say like manual labor, minimum kind of, you know, minimum wage kind of stuff, all right? And it feels like almost like a vicious cycle because of where you're at right now in life, and I am feeling you going more into a business-like area. Okay, and it feels involved with the internet, so you won't always have to worry about transportation. It's going to take time. My guys are saying, believe and you shall receive, okay? You are good enough for this, okay? I do feel something coming, a job. It feels part-time. It feels okay. They're saying this is exactly what I'm seeing. It's money on the table, okay? So obviously you're going to get paid on the books because it's not under the table, all right? And I'm seeing it providing, like, some of your needs, okay? But really start looking, and they're saying not a get-rich scheme, but start thinking about how you can build using the internet. And again, it's education, but it's also making money. Okay?
Yes. I have a college degree in business management.
It feels like, again, they're saying the internet, okay? So maybe the education, it didn't feel like college when I said education, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Education can mean many different things. It could be educating yourself on how to do this through the internet, okay? But,
yeah.
You know, because it just seems like where you're at in life, locally, you're not going to get it in the area that you're at. It feels like worldwide is what I'm getting. Okay. Lastly, they are saying ask the angels for help. Okay. Okay.
So I'm gonna. I can't get a job.
Get something part time, but I'm getting basically investigate the internet. I feel like there's money to be made there. Okay.
Yeah.
That's basically what they're saying. Believe and you shall receive. You know, you just got to investigate. Okay, the opportunity would come. Okay, so I'm going to put you back in the queue. I'm like jam packed today. All right, hon. So I'll keep you in my prayers. Wow, it's like really business related. And my guides are saying really strong. Believe and you shall receive. excuse me. The next archangel. If somebody can help me with this little fog in my throat, is Archangel Raphael. I love this archangel. His name means God heals or healed. Archangel Raphael is a powerful healer for all beings on the planet. Call upon him to give you guidance on how to heal and for healings of loved ones. But he will not interfere with someone's free will who does not desire to heal. I need to repeat that. He will not interfere with someone's free will who does not desire to heal. He is the archangel for healers and works with the beginner and the advanced. He helps us overcome our addiction by ridding us of our cravings. Archangel Raphael is also useful for clearing unhealthy germs out of our homes, hospitals, schools, etc. Archangel Raphael's color is emerald, and his gemstone is emerald, or for most of our people like me who can't afford emeralds, malachite will just work as well. Or, you know, or even just a deep green color would work. I know that when I had a lot of female issues, Archangel Raphael really helped me out a lot. You can actually feel him. I know with me it was like when I would ask Archangel Raphael to heal me, and it was always on it, quite honestly, in my uterus, but I would get really warm there. It would feel very peaceful. A sense of calm would come over me. I get Archangel Raphael to heal my animals and my loved ones. But remember, some people, you know, need to either transfer over to the other side, or some people don't like to heal. I know that when I was doing a lot of, you know, healing work, there was some of my clients, they actually liked their illness. It gave them power. It made them a victim. And it was kind of like, look at me. They used their illness for attention. So that does help. I feel like we have healers who are listening, okay? So please call upon Archangel Raphael to help you with your healing business, and to help others heal, okay? And my guides are funny. They're saying something that they say in the 12-step program. It works if you work it, okay? And now I'm hearing Whitney, and I think it's Mariah, when they sing that song, you know, When You Believe, okay? So, you know, you really need to believe in archangels and in angels, and also, this is very important, I think I forgot to say this, when you call upon the angels and the archangels, they will not interfere until you call upon them. And sometimes all you have to say is, help me, okay? All right, so I'm going to take two more calls before I go on to the next archangel. And again, first come, first serve. Whoops. Hello, 217, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, hi, who am I speaking to?
Hey, my name is Dina. Thank you for that bit about it works if you work it. I like that. That was good to me today. My question is about relationships. I haven't had one in quite some time, and I'm wondering if there's one in the future.
I actually heard this year, okay, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's, you know, before 2000, God, I can't believe it, 2014, but it does feel like this year. Honestly, I can't get if it's like winter, springtime, okay, but I'm getting
mm-hmm.
that it's coming, and all right, I'm getting, first of all, I heard it's your reward, okay, because I'm getting that you've done a lot of hard work on yourself, okay?
Yeah.
I'm seeing somebody use sage, and it's clearing, okay? So to me, that means that you cleared a lot of stuff. The other thing, and it cracks me up, is like I'm seeing, and I know you're not a bald-headed wrestler, but this is the image they're giving me, and you know how like the referee for the winner will take his arms up in the air and kind of shake them up, and the winner, that's what I'm getting. So to me, that means the sign. You know, for all that means, you might be with a man who, you know, doesn't have any hair, for all I know, or he's cut, okay? But I am getting it is a love of a lifetime, and it is somebody who wants a love of a lifetime. Do you understand what I mean? One of the reasons you haven't been with anybody is because not only are they getting you prepared, but they're getting your mate prepared, okay? But now, yeah, well, that's important. You know, people, they're showing me a chessboard, and it's like, it's funny, it's kind of like, you know, Zeus and the Greek gods. That's what they use for how, like, gods and angels, like, they're playing chess, and they're putting everything in the proper place, and you know, and I'm seeing a microwave, and that's how a lot of us humans want things to happen. We want it now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen like that, okay? And what I'm getting is the moves are very close, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not only are you being prepared, but also, you know, your love is going to be prepared, and they are leaving you with this, and it's a final song for you, okay? This will be in an Everlasting Love by Natalie Cole. I love that song. It's an old one, but, you know, hey, I'm 51, so I get older songs, you know? So
that's cool.
I
love that you brought up the Zeus thing, because something he said from Clash of the Titans is on my business card. So find and fulfill your destiny in the first Clash of the Titans. I'm a big fan, so that's cool. So,
great.
Is there any way I can identify this fellow?
Yeah, you know, I'm just hearing within your heart, you're just going to know. You know, it's just a connection.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, I can only go by my own experience. But, you know, all right, this is another way that they're saying. It's like when you're looking for a home to look in, to live in, and you walk into the right home, it just feels right. It looks right.
Yeah.
It feels like everything just kind of clicks is a good way of putting it. And that's
all
how
right.
you're going to know. Okay?
I know it is. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. I'm doing my best to get to everybody. You know, I just want to remind people that, you know, I might not be on Psychics Gone Wild, but I'm still going to be around, PamelaCummins.com. I do email readings. It's two questions for $25, and it's not like yes, no. You know, I do answer them in detail. Plus, I do other readings, coaching and stuff. I do have my own radio show, The Love Channel Show, and actually tonight, they're more education, these shows, but I am going to have Velocity on. This is going to be a cool one. It's going to be Foods of Love, Secret Cuisines, and Sacral Rituals, okay? And the phone number there is 646-478-0020. Okay, the next one, whew, man, this switchboard is like lit up. Hello, 413, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking to, please?
This is Amber.
Hi, Amber. Oh, I think I've spoken to you before. We have a bunch of crystal names one time.
Yes.
and how can I help you today, Amber?
I was very interested in about my spirit guides and stuff like that. So I was wondering if spirit had any messages for me, and like including my grandmother, if she has anything to put out there.
Well, first of all, oh, they're so funny. I heard they're all around you, and then I heard it, you know, it's like a big powwow all around you. Okay, no, really, really. I'm also getting that you sense them, okay? They're saying it's a feel, I guess is how they're saying, all right? So you need to trust that you are getting the information, and honestly, I'm getting to sit down and meditate. Although I do feel your grandmother coming through, and what I'm hearing her call you, and is my little girl, sorry, but that's what she's calling you, my little girl. I feel her touching your hair. She's always saying that she is with you, and I feel her like hugging you from behind, kinda, is a good way. And when you look in the mirror, I feel her behind you. I guess her, she's behind you a lot. I don't know if you ever feel presence behind you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But that, yeah, that's how I'm feeling it, okay? The other thing I'm seeing is her holding an electrical cord. So what that means to me, you know, like a plug, is that
mm-hmm.
she will mess around with the electric currents. Okay, whether that's lights flickering, you know, computers, it's a way of getting your attention. That's really interesting that I saw that, okay? Now I'm getting the big guns. The big guns feel like, I feel like two big spiritual guides, all right? One I can't pick up on, honestly. The other one feels like a male, and a healer, I guess, is a good way of putting it. Are you a healer at all?
I feel like I could be.
okay, because it just feels like he's going to be helping you in that profession.
I feel
again,
like it's Raphael, honestly. I feel like
okay.
he's around me a lot.
All right, well, you know better than I do, okay? Seriously,
mm-hmm.
I can only pick up so much. But, again, it feels like a healer, and it feels like he's pushing you to heal. And the other thing I heard was me, 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 me. So that to me means either with singing or with your voice.
Okay?
So I hope that makes sense. But I am getting to... Good. So I am getting to sit down and meditate. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So thank you so much for calling. If you saw this switchboard, oh, my God. So I'm going to put you back in the queue. Take one more and then do another angel. So thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, we're talking about cats in the chat room. I just peeked. Yeah, the crazy cat lady had to see that. Okay, I'm going to take another call, and then I'm going to go to an archangel, okay? Whew, just give me a moment. Okay, 631, hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my phone call. My name is Sue, and I was wondering about love life. I'm going on a blind date tonight. I'm going on one Sunday. They both seem like nice men, and I saw an old boyfriend on Sunday. Do you see anything with any all three? I'm being optimistic.
No, it's funny because, first of all, I heard the song, It Takes Two, me and you, but then I saw, like, from the dating game, three men, okay? And quite honestly, I'm getting that it's your choice. The old boyfriend doesn't feel like the best choice, okay?
Now, he sort of, like, broke up with me or whatever. Do you think he'll ever come back?
I just don't feel like he's the best choice, okay? I'm just getting that. I mean, you have free will. You can go that route again. They're showing me an old boyfriend, okay? And, you know... It's funny because they're playing the Grateful Dead song, Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad, and he was a deadhead. That's why I'm laughing, okay? I'm just getting that's not the best route to go, okay? I'm getting
okay,
someone
what
new.
What about the one tonight?
I feel like fun, and I don't know how else to say it. It just feels like your choice. What I am getting is... I was going to say December, I'm hearing the song, in the wintertime, it just feels like you're going to know real soon which one to be with, okay? And I'm just getting choices. I'm seeing a box of chocolate. I'm seeing waiters, you know, carrying trays with hors d'oeuvres on it. So right now, it just feels like you're supposed to sample. What's really important, and I'm seeing Barbara Streisand, and of course you don't understand that, but there was a movie line where she said, you know, I was always so worried what you thought about me that I never really thought if whether or not I liked you. And the truth is, I really don't like you, all right? And what that means is you really need to determine who's the best for you, because I do feel
that's
like...
That's right, because I started to think the other day.
Yeah, so, okay, then that is just confirmation. So I'm just getting, again, it just feels like it's coming really soon. You just need to make the right choice, okay? And they are saying leave the past in the past. Okay.
Now, do you think he'll try to get back with, like, call or just never again?
No, they're showing me my ex again, okay? And, yes, you will hear from him again.
But
okay.
What about, like, tonight? So you think that tonight's guy will like each other and Sundays will like each other?
Again, I'm feeling like good men are coming your way. It's just your choice. Okay?
All right, so I can date both until I see which one works out?
Right, or you could date another one, too. I just feel like, again, I'm seeing a box of chocolate. I feel like you're going to have all these opportunities to, you know, sample the chocolate, and they're funny. They're saying if you don't like a piece of chocolate, you can stick it back in the box and grab another one.
Oh, geez, okay, well, that's good, but by December I'll make a choice to date someone?
Yeah, in the wintertime. December in the wintertime is how I heard it. Okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, people. Let me go to another archangel. Okay. This archangel is Gabrielle or Gabriella. Okay. There are many sources of research that agree that she's a female. And I know some people are like, oh, archangels can only be male. But, you know, prove that to me, okay? Because we are male and female. Even human beings, we have male and female genes. I always tend to think of her as Gabrielle. Her name means God is my strength. Gabrielle has many functions. She is a messenger angel, helps with changes, and helps you to discover God's strength to be more powerful. Gabrielle is the archangel for writing and literature. She helps writers become published. Another role she has is helping with contraception and adoption of a child. And lastly, she helps rape and sexual abuse victims. Her color is copper. Her gemstone is citrine. So that's, I guess, because of her role, I tend to think of her more as a female. Okay? That's just, I guess, as a woman, that's who I can relate to. And, you know, as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, you know, she helps with publishing, she helps with contraception and adoption of a child. So to me, if you're thinking about starting some kind of project, okay, because when you think about a book, okay, it is, you do a lot of writing, you got to do all kinds of editings, get the cover, especially if you self-publish. I mean, I know all about that. I have two books. I know how that is. It really is like birthing a child. So Gabrielle is the one to call upon. So I know I've gotten a lot of calls from people who are looking for work, who are looking for a relationship. So she's a good one to call upon. Also, if you have any, you know, sexual abuse issues, and, you know, I did a show on this on the Love Channel show that's on Tuesday nights. I had a guest, and, you know, some of the statistics are, I think it's like every 5 out of 8 women, every 2 to 3 out of every 10 men. I mean, there's a lot of people out there. So she is a good one to call upon that. And I think I need to call upon her because my one ebook, Insight for Singles, Steps for Everlasting Love, that's on Amazon and Smashwords. I am trying to get that into a print book. And supposedly with CreateSpace, it takes 5 to 7 days. And September 23rd was supposed to be 5 to 7 days. And it's crazy. I don't know what's going on. You know, talk about letting go and trusting. It is in the UK. My book is is on Amazon in the UK, but not the US. It's very strange. So I'm glad I read that, because that's who I'm going to call upon today. Okay, I'm going to take a couple more calls. Again, I'm doing my best to get to everybody, but if you saw this queue, it's absolutely insane today. Hello, 718, are you there?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who am I speaking to, please?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, and how can I help you today?
I have a love question as well. I guess when you see me, I guess, sorry, just want to be specific. I was thinking a little too hard. Definitely meeting the gentleman that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. Definitely ready to meet that person and, you know, connect with them.
Okay. I'm sorry, I needed a sip of water. And what I got was, energetically, he is there. I'm sorry, I'm echoing, so that's always weird when that happens. I just feel, honestly, that he's going to come when it's warmer out. That's how I'm getting it. Are you going away anywhere?
Not that I plan on at the moment. I know I'm supposed to travel to, I've been told I'm supposed to travel to California, but, because I live on the East Coast of New York and it's cold right now.
right, cold. That's why I'm asking.
That's the only thing I could think of. I mean, I don't have any, you know, like that's part of the plan. The first trip on a business deal that I'm in is supposed to be the West Coast as the first stop.
Okay, because it just, I guess the way I'm getting is it's going to happen when it's warm out, and I'm getting that it's going to happen out of the blue in a very unexpected place, and to have faith, that's all I'm getting. You are ready. You are very frustrated, and for some reason I'm getting feng shui. Did you recently feng shui your place?
I need to redo it.
Okay.
Because I've been thinking about just getting, like, clearing out a lot of space. I feel like I have a lot of clutter.
Okay.
And the frustration has definitely been because of what has showed up around me lately. That I, you know, just a lot of, like, I'm very clear. So when I guess, interact with people that can be confused or not honorable after a certain period of time, I just get like, wow, you couldn't just say that? I was clear with you. You know, not holding anyone to do anything. Like, if I'm very open, like, if you're not interested, you're not interested. But when people, like, I mean, it just gets frustrating when people aren't clear, you know, that has been what's been coming up for me.
Okay, so that's what they're talking about, like, the feng shui, clear it out, okay? And I heard a song, and it's You're a Loser Baby, okay? And that's not for you. That feels like the guys who are coming in and not being totally honest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm hearing the song Prove Your Love, You Got to Prove Your Love. And that's kind of what you're doing right now. Do you understand what I mean by that? It's like you're clearing out the stuff and you wait for the right one to come. And again, it just feels like out of the blue.
Yeah.
And again, I'm just saying feng shui.
Yeah, feng shui. And like just overall, like, are you just picking up like he's just one person that shows up, or is it like a series, or? I mean,
no, it feels like one person who shows up out of the blue. I almost want to say put dating on hold. Clear up your own stuff, and it's just going to come out of the blue.
Yeah, I feel like that's what I've been doing. I just dated one person after waiting, the span of me dating was someone I dated in May or June all the way. I didn't start dating again until the end of July, and before that I hadn't dated for longer than that, maybe like 6 months.
Okay. Again, I'm just feeling it's kind of out of the blue. But listen, I don't mean to be rude, but if you saw the cue,
I understand. Yeah.
Okay.
But thank you for just clarifying. That was all. I mean, I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay. And again, I'm doing this first come, first serve. If you guys could keep it to one question. And honestly, I don't think I'm going to get to everybody. I'll do the best that I can. Area code 561. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you repeat that $25 for two questions later on in the show? I looked on your website, I couldn't find it.
It's under my email readings. It's under email readings.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So the question I have is that I haven't been in a relationship for a long time, and I'm sort of thinking, should I or shouldn't I? I'm sort of like don't really care that much, you know, but I'm just curious whether that should be a place I should go to next.
You know, for some reason I'm feeling summertime. I know that seems so long away, but that's when I'm feeling. I'm seeing you walking along the beach holding hands.
Okay.
That's how it's being presented to me. And quite honestly, it's because you don't care and you're doing your own thing that it's going to come in. Unless you're planning on going away somewhere, because, again, you're holding hands and you're walking along the beach with a significant other. And it doesn't feel like a fly-by-night kind of dating. This feels like serious, intimate, and I'm not talking just sexual, you know, just intimate, close, loving connection.
Okay.
Okay. So I hope that helps.
All right. That does help. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I'm going to take this other one's been holding for quite some time. You've all been holding. Thank you. Area code 562. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Alex. How are you?
Oh, a little tired, honestly.
I know. Well, you know, you've been doing a great job, so take a breather. Thank you so much for the break you give us in between when you do the readings, because I love angels. So it kind of reminds me of, you know, I shouldn't be just working with one or two. You know, you open it up to where, like, gosh, you know, I haven't really talked to this angel for so long, you know. So I do appreciate it. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And what is your question, hon?
My question is work-related. I was wondering if they're going to call me back in my old job, or is there maybe a new possibility somewhere else that I should be concentrating on? I mean, I'm open to anything, but what do you feel?
Right. And what I got was a raise. Okay, that's what I got was a raise. So what that means to me, that doesn't necessarily mean where you're at, okay? So you need to go, I'm hearing part of an old song, and we're building up, and we're solid as a rock. So where are you going to feel solid as a rock? Where do you think you're, the raise feels like, because I'm seeing a hand raising someone up, so it feels more than money, it feels like you like what you're doing, you're comfortable, and it's bringing you to a higher position. Okay, and quite honestly, I can't get if that's somewhere else or where you're at now. Okay, where you're at now. Okay, I feel I don't know how to say it. It's kind of funny the image I just got. I saw a hand like lifting you up, and then you like bang your head against the ceiling. Okay, so I feel like you can only go so far and where you're at. I'm sorry, it's a funny vision.
Makes sense though.
Okay, so. You know, and I think that's what they mean is you can stay there. You know, you will advance, but there's only so far. So really, it is your free will where you want to go. I am hearing don't quit your day job, so that means be wise about the decision. But again, I do feel like more money is coming in a better position.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Yes. Take care. Bye bye.
Alrighty, people. I need. Is this gonna? Blog talk. Okay. I need a little break. Oh my God, you have no idea. So I'm going to read another archangel for you. Oh, I like this one. And we got another female here. Okay, Ariel, and I like her because I'm a crazy cat woman. Her name means lioness of God. She gives us the characteristics of a lion's courage and focus. Her presence has caused some people to have visions of lions. Ariel helps us to connect to nature and fairies. She works with environmental issues. Her color is pale pink, and her crystal is rose quartz. And I just feel like this is, like, so important because a lot of us, you know, Archangel Michael helps gives us courage. And a lot of us, I'm thinking about all the issues that I've heard people, excuse me, talk about today. We do need courage. So Ariel is the one to help us through this. And, you know, I know, like, one of my pet peeves is people who don't recycle. You know, they just take plastic bags, bottles and stuff, and they throw it in the trash. And it's like, come on, how much does it take to recycle? You know, why are you littering on the road when there's a garbage can over there? So if you're kind of like me and you care about the environment, this is someone else, another archangel to call upon. Okay. Again, I'm probably not going to get to everybody, and it's not that I'm being mean. It's only because I'm only human. But my website is PamelaCummins.com. You can get readings from me there. I also got a lot of free stuff over there. I have a class that you can listen to, the 3 F's of Love. I have a manifesting your heart's desire. I have a blog, Yo Tango. Oh, and I'm also doing the weekly musical message of the week on YouTube. I've done 3 of them so far. It's a new thing that I'm doing. And they're short but sweet because I know we're all busy people. So they're about like a minute or so. So check that out on YouTube. You can actually just go Pamela. My last name is Cummins. And you can see some of the area of North Carolina on those. And Merlin's in one, and that's, yes, I'm a crazy cat lady. Okay, next one is, hello, 630, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Thank you so much for taking my call. I wanted to give you a suggestion, first of all, for your throat and your cough. There's this stuff that I take. It's called oregano. It comes in a dropper bottle, and it works really, really well. So I just thought I'd let you, because you had talked about that earlier.
Okay. No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. My question to you is I have this business that I have an idea for. I actually have, like, binders and notebooks about it. But I have I feel like this block to actually doing it, even though I know I'm supposed to do it. And what do my angels say about the pace that I'm going at? And am I doing everything that I should be on a timeline? What am I, like, neglecting? Is it a fear of success? I don't know.
Okay, and what is your first name, or at least your first initial?
M.
Okay, all right. First of all, before you even asked me the question, you said this business, I heard, why aren't you doing it? Okay, so yes, they really want you to start doing it, okay? And the pace that I'm seeing you doing it is like at a skip, okay? So what that means to me is, you know, not a snail's pace, but start doing it, skipping, okay? Also, when I think of skipping, I think about joy and happiness, okay? And it's also going kind of quickly, but you're not running. I'm also hearing follow the yellow brick road, and with that I saw the Nike sneaker, okay, with a little check mark, which obviously means just do it. You just got to start doing it, okay? You have a fear of both. I'm getting failure and success, and I'm also getting how could you, okay? So to me, what that means, and I can relate to this, is you're kind of afraid of what other people are going to say and their reactions, okay? And I can guarantee this, somebody's going to criticize you. And I don't mean it meanly, but, you know, look at Oprah. She gets attacked all the time, okay, and she's done great things. You just got to do it. And I'm hearing, yes, it's meant to be, okay? And I'm also hearing just a little bit. So do just a little bit at a time. I also feel like there's somebody who can help you with this, okay? And you just need to believe. I just feel like this is your mission, Okay.
Me too, because what it is, it's going to enlighten everyone and people. It's an issue that people find that affects everyone. It's a common denominator, and it's something that needs to be spread throughout the world.
Right. Right, so just do it. And again, they're saying not a snail's pace. They're so funny. I'm hearing, skip to my loo, my darling. I think it's shoop, scoopy-doo. I forget who, Salt and Pepper sings it. So just get cracking at it, okay? They're
okay,
actually saying
you.
today, okay?
Just a little and, something every day.
Yeah, and I'm hearing, and that's why we pray to make it today. So ask the angels to help you, all right? So I'm going to put you back in because, oh, man, you should see all the people. Oh, my
Thank
God.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. My guys are singing the song Just Breathe to Me. Okay. Hello, 646, are you there?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, who am I speaking to, please?
This is Christina, and congratulations on your last show for today.
Oh, thank you. It's just the guides are pushing me to go elsewhere. It's not that I don't love Psychics Gone Wild. It's just, you know, I'm following the yellow brick road, I guess. But what is your question for me?
I was wondering what you see about this conflict I'm involved in right now. How is this going to get resolved?
You know, all right, I got a vision and then I heard a song. First of all, I saw you taking a sword and cutting a piece of rope, okay? And then I heard the song, an old song by Tina Turner when she was with Ike, Tell the Truth. So what I'm getting is that you need to speak the truth. Also, the sword cutting to me means letting go of what no longer serves you. Okay, I'm hearing how important it is. Is it? And I'm also getting Archangel Michael around that, you know, because I've been talking about archangels today. Okay, so, I'm just getting resolve it. Let go of what no longer serves you and tell your truth. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah, kind of. Great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for holding, too. Okay, come on, Blog Talk. Okay, all righty, I'm going to take this lady, and then I'm going to need a little breather. I see it's a Skype caller, and she's been holding. Hello, hi.
Oh, hi, sorry if you hear a lot of noise in the background. I'm just in a coffee shop and listening
That's
to
okay.
your I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and I love that you have that musical talent. It's just, it's such a delight to listen to that. Wonderful.
Thank you. I see your first name. It begins with an N. Is that correct?
Yeah, my name is Nadia.
Okay, and what is your question, Nadia?
Well, my question is that I just started dating somebody after, like, a very long hiatus on the dating field, and I just wonder if he's a fly-by-night. He's acting a little flaky lately, and I just want to make sure that I'm not really over-investing in anything.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because I been getting a lot of messages, but I actually felt like I needed to pull one of my goddess cards, and this is the one that I pulled was a woman planting the seeds, okay? So, I'm hearing the song In the Winter Time. So right now it kind of feels like you're planting the seeds of love and you're watching it grow. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're being quite blunt. You know, some seeds you plant, they might grow and you're like, nah, I don't want radishes, and you pull them out. And then, the other one might be a sunflower. I'm sorry, but it is
that's
kind
funny.
Of funny. That's what I'm getting. So, you know, go with the flow, you know.
Okay.
You don't have to invest a lot of time. And I'm also seeing a woman swinging a basket, okay? And what that means to me is, you know, if you're going to keep all your eggs in one basket, make sure it's your own basket. Do you understand what I mean by that? You know, make sure you invest in yourself. So get to know him. And honestly, I'm getting he's a pretty good guy. I'm just getting he's scared.
Okay, you know, that's what I needed to hear, because I think he's wonderful, and I don't want to cramp his space or his style. And you know how men have a tendency to pull back a little bit, so I just wanted to allow that space and not just jump in there with my own insecurities.
Right, because you know what happens, and it's funny, if you listen to on my website, I have the 3 F's of Love. It's a free teleseminar that I did, and
okay.
on there I talk about where if you do, like, pursue somebody or keep calling, you know,
no.
or like some women do, text, what happens is the guys subconsciously pick up on that energy and they pull away. When you
yeah.
let go, that's when they're kind of like, hey, where is she? And that's
yeah.
when they pull closer to you. Okay.
And that's what I've been doing. So I've just, you know, I'm just giving the space that's necessary, and that's it.
Great. Okay.
Thank
All
you
right,
so
gonna,
much for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I got like 4 minutes left, so I'm going to take one more caller. I'm sorry I can't get to everybody. Thank you for holding on. It's not like I'm going anywhere. You can still get a hold of me. Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com. Okay, so we're going to take this one right here. Hello, 818, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, and who am I speaking to, please?
Shireen.
Hi, and what is your question, hon?
I wanted to know more about my love life. I'm having a problem, and I wanted to see if you can tell what's going to turn out for me.
Okay. You know, what my guys are saying, which they say a lot, I'm getting is to focus on you. Okay, that's what I'm getting, to focus on you. I'm feeling like right now there's kind of like I'm seeing a tug of war. Okay, I hope that makes sense. All right, and I'm getting to let go of the rope. Okay, that's what I'm getting, to let go of the rope, but I'm getting not to close the door. That feels very important, not to close the door. So are you involved with somebody right now?
I was kind of seeing this guy, and then a few months ago, I guess he decided he got upset and he don't want me to go any further. So that's what happened. So I wanted to
okay.
see if what's blocking him, or you know, why
again,
if there's anything between us that's going to happen, or it's a done. Yeah.
Again, I'm just getting focus on you and let go of the struggle, okay? And what they're saying is allow the right one to walk through the door. Quite honestly, he feels like he has a lot of baggage. I'm seeing all kinds of suitcases around him. Okay? So, again, I just keep on getting focus on yourself. Okay? That just feels like that's the important thing to do. When you focus on yourself, I feel a man coming to you. He's in a business suit, and he's giving you flowers. The business suit is my symbolicness for a man who doesn't have a lot of issues. He feels clean, okay? He feels like he wants a relationship, all right? And it doesn't feel like the other guy's energy.
It doesn't
okay?
feel, you don't think that his situation is going to change where he's going to come back?
I see a lot of baggage around him. This other guy doesn't have any baggage. He's just holding flowers.
Is it somebody
right, listen,
I know?
Listen, I don't mean to be rude. I got 90
no,
seconds
that's okay.
left. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I want to, let's see. I want to do one more archangel, one that I can pronounce. They're so hard. All right. Jophel. I know I messed up her name. Her name means beauty of God. She helps us to see beauty in all things and brings creative energy in the art. Jophel brings joy and fun into our lives. She cleanses pollution on the planet. She is the archangel to ask for cleaning and clearing of your home or workplace. And her color is deep rose or magenta pink. Her gemstone is pink or red tourmaline. Okay? So please call upon the archangels to help you. Again, I am sorry I did not get to everybody, but it was only an hour show. You can get in touch with me, Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com. I'm sure Jethro will invite me on as a guest again. probably, hopefully, some of the other hosts, and I will definitely have them on my The Love Channel show, which is on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, that's more of an educational show. Occasionally, I'll have some psychics on. So I just want to thank everybody so much for listening today. Thank everyone in the queue. Again, shout out to Jan. Thank you for being there for me. She is wonderful. She will probably be another host on Psychics Gone Wild. And please follow us on Blog Talk, Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk, and check out our website, psychicsgonewild.com. Peace out, everybody. Love you, and stay in touch. Bye-bye.